Welcome back to Practical Manifesting for Busy Women. This is a podcast dedicated to women who want to live as a creator rather than a reactor to life, but have a lot going on and are doing their best every day to remain conscious while trying to keep the million balls that they have up in the air from landing on the ground. So if this is you, welcome. Most of the time when we have a desire to have something different, it's because we're unhappy with where we are. And when you're unhappy, manifesting is pretty much impossible because you can't get there from here. Why? Because manifesting is turning thoughts into things. And if you're unhappy, what you're doing is creating more unhappiness. So manifesting really works with two things. It works with the law of attraction. And the law of attraction states that like things are drawn together, they're attracted to each other. So things that are similar find their way to each other. But there's also the law of creation, which says that all things that are created are thought about first. So in order to create anything, you know, you have to think about it first. And of course, all thought is powerful. Usually, if you have a thought about something, it doesn't have a lot of energy behind it. But what will happen is every thought will create a feeling, and that feeling will bring to it another thought. And eventually, if you have enough thoughts that create enough feelings, you start to put energy behind something. It starts to have energy behind it. So setting an intention is a way to start the process of bringing energy behind what you're trying to attract. If you're trying to manifest and you're setting intentions, often you start out with a lot of energy behind it, and then you go out into the world and you get in your car to start your day, and someone cuts you off and you give them the finger and you're on your merry way. And then you have to spend the rest of your day trying to recreate that experience of that good feeling. And let's face it, this world's not an easy place. People die, people leave us, people betray us, people do bad things. So the world's not an easy place, and we want to be creators in this world rather than reactors to the world. And there's a lot of crap that we can react to. There's a lot of hard stuff out there. There's a lot of stuff that can make us unhappy. And it's really hard to remember that being a creator means that you are creating what you want with thought, not reacting to conditions. You know, it's a matter of remembering that thought comes first, not conditions, and that we're always going to be challenged in this world because this world is a place of challenges. We came into this world that would be an obstacle course that we would go through in order to get really clear on what we want, and we thought it would be really exciting to create it. On the other side, we thought it would be really exciting to create it. And if you don't believe me, that's fine. Just think of it like this. Anytime you've ever gone through something that was really hard and gotten to the other side of it and managed to overcome it or managed to deal with it or managed to climb the mountain and gotten to the other side, you've always felt relief. You always felt satisfaction. And if you could think of it as you want that satisfaction of climbing the mountains and getting to the other side, if you're really unhappy right now, remind yourself that you're on a mountain that you want to climb. No matter how you got here, no matter what the conditions are, this is a mountain that you're meant to climb. You're supposed to get to the other side of this. There is another side of this, and it is in the journey of getting there that you find joy. It is not when you get there. It's not when you arrive. Actually, you can't experience joy. You can't enjoy it if you don't find a way to enjoy the ride. And so the goal is to get moving a little faster by getting yourself going downhill instead of climbing up, because the climb up can be really sweaty and hard. And we know that. So the goal of manifesting is not about working really hard to get there. The goal of manifesting is about figuring out a way to align your energy with it so that you're swept up, figuring out a way to align your thoughts and feelings with it so that you get in the flow with it. You just naturally flow in the direction of it. There's a lot of conditions that we could focus on right now that suck. The other day I was talking to a client and I was talking about my experience with the death of my father and how debilitating that was for me in the beginning, and how it really stopped me in my tracks for a really long time, and I could not figure out a way to think about it that brought me any relief in the beginning. It was really very painful, and we all go through these things that are really painful. And the moment I found relief was when it dawned on me that my father could help me in a different way. My father was still present in my life, but just in a different way, and he was actually able to help me in a more all-encompassing way in his new position. Now, not everybody's going to believe that. Not everyone's going to buy that. But that was the thought that started the process of me finding my footing again after my dad's death. And the funny thing is that my client said years before I had given her the same piece of advice, and I had no memory of it. I had to live through it myself to experience it, but I had no memory of offering that to her, which I thought was really amusing. So whatever condition you're in right now, no matter how bad it is, there is a promise in that condition of the other side. The condition itself has the promise of the other side of it. The problem is often we want that other side to look a certain way. We have this idea of if they leave us, the joy is in their coming back. We have an idea of if they betray us, the joy is in their apologizing. And the thing is, that's a condition that we can't control. Actually, we have no idea the gifts that the universe wants to give us, none whatsoever. And our job in being in the flow of life and allowing ourselves to get into that flow instead of resisting where we are and moving into the flow is finding that thought that puts us in the flow. And so your thought is going to be different than mine because it has to be real to you. And so the condition that you feel like is knocking you down right now and the thing that's making you so unhappy right now has the opportunity of being the foundation that you stand on to create real joy in your life. So I want you to hear this if you're in a situation where it feels like this just can't get better. This is just getting worse. And here's the thing, it will keep getting worse until you set an intention and make a decision to change it because energy has no bottom. It just gains momentum. That comes straight from Abraham Hicks. They say that the thing about emotions is they just get worse and worse until we make a decision to think something different. And it's up to you. But today, listening to this, I hope you can remember that today can be the tipping point that moves you in a different direction. One of the things that really helps me is that I remember that when I'm unhappy, I'm blocked my own light. Because I think that we started here as a spark. We came into this world as a spark. And that spark, we were supposed to turn into light. And that light is in our energy system right now. That light is our chakra system. The messages of the chakras are the potentials that we're meant to live. And so when I first started studying the chakra system, it made no real sense to me until I understood the messages. It doesn't matter if you believe them or not, but the messages of chakras are messages of light, and we were meant to shine brightly. And that means believing the messages of spirit. And those messages are these things. I am safe and secure and enough. I am creative and meant to have fun. And fun is my birthright. I can control myself, control my life, be autonomous in my life. I'm loving and lovable. I have a voice that's meant to be heard in its own unique way. And I can hear the voices of others and enjoy and appreciate their uniqueness. I can see what's best for me and see where I've been and use that as the standing ground for my new fabulous life. And I'm connected to the power that can help me create light. That is the message of light. That is what being empowered is. Here's the thing. You don't have to turn on your light. You have to unblock it. That's what A Course in Miracles says. We don't teach you about love. We teach you how to remove the blocks you've placed in love's way. So think about where you're not shining as wherever you've simply placed your blocks. And it is just a matter of mindset and finding a new way to think about it. When each one of your chakra is shining, you naturally manifest a life you love. You naturally manifest all those things that feel great to you. And you just flow in life. So my goal is to teach you how to get there. If you really want to start setting intentions, the best intention that you could start is to say, I am choosing to be a creator and I am choosing to be in the flow. And that means that whatever comes my way, I know that I've attracted it and it is the thing that I can stand on to create joy in my life, no matter how crazy that might be. Because the death of my father because the death of someone feels like it could be the end of your life, but it's just the beginning of a new version of your life. As awful as that is, the end of a relationship, the end of a job, this is the version of you stepping into a new version of your life. And in that life, there is a promise of so much joy for you because your soul knows how to create that. And your soul has the messages. That light is within you. It never gets put out. We just block it. So I want to help you unblock it. And what is blocking our light is fear. It's fear. It's fear that we have put there from our experiences, from the choices that we've made, from what we've learned, from what we've been taught. So fear is just a big block in the way of our light. And it's scary to overcome fear. Some of those fears make sense. I lock my doors at night. It's hard not to. It's hard to live in this world and not be afraid. As A Course in Miracles says, do not do things that would engender more fear. Do not do things that would make you more afraid. So if I left my door unlocked at night, I wouldn't be able to go to sleep. But really, if I was such a creator, if I was able to create all the time what I wanted, and I believe so much in my safety, I'd probably leave my door unlocked. So we live in this world, and it's hard to constantly overcome conditions. So the way you start, the best intention to set is an intention to live consciously and be a creator. And from that, the next intention to set is I'm going to pay attention to how I feel. If you paid attention to how you felt all day long, only when you felt less than content, you're manifesting. And we also often have things that trigger us, conditions that trigger us. Stuff happens in life and it makes us feel bad. It makes us afraid. It makes us sad. It makes us unhappy. But the second you move away from being content or better, you actually, that's where the work is to say, oh, I've had this experience or this thing's happened. And that means I'm thinking a thought that is not in alignment with my truth, which is I'm safe, those messages that I've already said. So I've got to find a better thought. I've got to find a different way to think about this. I've got to find something that's real that makes me feel better about that. And that's the work of manifesting. It's not, I want to win $1 million, because when you're shining brightly from all 7 power centers, when you're shining brightly, all the right amount of money comes to you. Synchronicities happen all day. You're in the flow. The people who should show up in your life aren't blocked from showing up. And the joy that you're meant to have just naturally flows to you because you're having fun all day long. And life just matches that. Easier said than done, I know. It did not take me a day to find that thought about my dad. It did not take me a day. It took me some time. It did not take me a day to get over my divorce. It took me some time. Life brings challenges because we wanted to climb the mountains. I don't know what we're thinking. And so managing our emotions is actually how we manifest. Managing our emotions is saying, oh, I notice I'm feeling less than content. I must be thinking something that got me here. It's not the condition. It's what I'm thinking about the condition. And if you could have that amazing thought, you are poised to manifest what you want. And if you're really in a bad place, then you've got work to do, and that's okay, but that doesn't mean you can't overcome it. But when I was in college and I think I had 5 papers due in 5 days or something silly, it wasn't necessary for me to have 5 papers due in 5 days. It wasn't like they assigned them 5 days out. I procrastinated and I played Tetris at the time when it came out, and I was just not taking care of myself at that time in my life. And I remember crying to a professor saying, I've sabotaged myself so greatly, I don't know what to do. I was so crippled by what I had done that I didn't even know how to start. And she said something so great to me. She said, Kim, if you had 5 snakes coming at you and only 1 rock, what would you do? And by the way, if you love snakes and you know, this is not, I'm not saying go out and kill snakes. So please just understand this is a parable. I'm not suggesting this. So she said, if you have 5 snakes coming to you and they were all venomous and they all were out to kill you, what would you do if you only had 1 rock? And I said, well, I guess I'd throw the rock at the closest snake. And she said, yeah, sometimes you just got to throw the rock at the closest snake. Once that one's down, you got to pick rock back up and throw it again. And that's really what happens when we've gotten to a point where we're so unhappy and so miserable that we can't find our way out. You just got to start somewhere. You got to take the rock and throw it, right? You just got to start. And sometimes, and the best action that you could take is to start with your thought, start to say, wait, I got to find a better way to think about this. Here's the thing. What climbing up the hill when you're manifesting does is it takes you out of having to do such hard work, and it brings in the energy that creates worlds. It brings in what they call a miracle, which is a shift in perspective that shortens time. When you bring your energy into a situation and you do the energy work first of thinking about it and aligning with it, it speeds up the process. You still have to go through the process, but it speeds it up. It's like bringing in the superconscious instead of just the conscious mind. You want to bring in that energy that's going to speed up the process, that's going to bring the inspiration, that's going to bring the insight, that's going to bring the excitement to it, because then it speeds up time and things move faster. Manifesting isn't about working really hard through it. It's about bringing in the miracle to speed up time so that you can see it in a different way, in a more empowering way. So if you're at that bottom of the pit place, and we've all been there, and I've been there, the goal is to remind ourselves, to set up little reminders throughout the day. One of the things I have is a support group, and that support group, we remind each other all day long to be conscious creators. I set up sticky notes throughout my house that I have some right here. I set up sticky notes throughout my house that remind me of what my intentions are. My intention is to remind myself to find a better feeling thought, Every time I go into the bathroom, I've set it up in my mind that every time I go into the bathroom, I'm going to remember to think about what I want and why I deserve to get it. I'm going to remember that I'm a creator and not a reactor to life. I'm going to remember that it's not the condition that makes me feel bad. It's the thought that I have about the condition. So every time I walk in the bathroom, I remind myself, it's not the condition that makes me feel bad. It's the thought I have about the condition. What do I want to think about? So set yourself up little reminders throughout the day. The bathroom's a great one because if you're like me, I drink a ton of water all day long, so I can go in there a lot. Set up sticky notes with your reminders of what you're creating throughout the day. Set yourself up for success. It's always about what you're thinking that creates what you want. And I hope that when you're going throughout your day, then when you think about manifesting, you remember that all manifesting does is it's a way to attract a miracle, to shorten time, and to remember that you are the co-creator of your life with the energy that moves worlds. And your job is to get into alignment with it. So I hope you liked what I have to say. If you really need help doing this, remember that I have programs and you can work one-on-one with me. My programs all start with empowering you. I have advanced programs and I have programs that focus on relationships. I can help you improve your relationships. I could help you if you're getting divorced. I can help you if you're thinking about changing jobs or changing your lifestyle. All of my manifesting programs can help you do that. It's all about empowerment. You can also work one-on-one with me. You could reach out to me at kim@kimmazzella.com. But regardless, remember that life is super short. So please be kind, have fun, and love everything. Thanks for listening.